Everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
Do you think that the society that you live in is one you ought to rebel against, or do you think you're rebelling against it?
Yes, definitely rebelling against it.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
Listen to like most music, you know, and that's what we're doing is we're here to alleviate that, you know, get people dancing, help them remember what rock and roll used to be like, and is now, but only in a very few cases.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM. I'm your host, Dave Constantino. I'm also here with Adam Pelche. And we are also syndicating across several different stations here in Canada. So, Adam, hello and welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hey, Dave. Well, I think we're going to have a good time tonight. We're going to be playing some new music and some classic tracks on this episode. We're actually going to start off with a brand new single from the Detroit group Shadow Show. We're also going to be playing some music from Mono Negatives, Co-op, New Eves Tumar, new EP releases from Dry Cleaning. We're going to have a set dedicated to the Black Angels' last album. And of course, you know I'm pretty excited about this. I propose curating this set for the 50th anniversary of For Your Pleasure, Roxy Music's sophomore album from 1973. Many argue to be the band's best and definitely one of the most important in their discography. So coming up in the show, we're going to be playing a selection of tracks from that album, as well as some demo sessions and live versions of songs that would wind up on said record. And it's going to be a great show with a lot in store. Dave, starting off with, I did mention that Shadow Show track. It's called Radiant Hue.
Yeah, it's a new single. It is not going to be on the forthcoming album, but it is one of many songs the band have been working on in the last couple years in preparation for their second full-length album. Their first one came out just before the pandemic happened, unfortunately, in 2022. Although it was very well received and did very well. And
they're a fantastic live group, too. We do need to mention that. And the fact that they are going to be performing live next Friday at the UFO Club.
In Detroit, yes. They're in the midst of a mini tour right now. But they are going to be playing at the UFO Club on March 24th. If you're in the area, highly recommend checking out this band. They're quite good. In this set, we're also going to feature some music from the Sadie's latest album, Colder Streams. It was recently announced that they won a Juno Award, the best adult alternative album. Which, what's the difference between adult alternative and regular alternative?
Oh, I thought it was adult and then like child alternative, like babies playing instruments.
No, I don't think it's that way.
Oh, I need to pay more attention to the Junos. I was too distracted
but
by the
congratulations
obvious thing.
On the Sadie's, of course, for winning a Juno. They've never won one. And this album is quite good. So we're going to play that. We're also going to play some music from The Routes, one of their latest albums with vocals, which is called...
Lead-Lined Clouds, my favorite type of clouds, as well as some music from Strip Mall and Mono Negatives. Of course, we do want to remind our listeners, if you're in the Windsor area, you can give us a call at 519-971-3630. We would love to hear from you. And if you're in Detroit, you can also give us a ring at 1-855-DIG-CJAM. And make sure also to check out the website at revrock.blogspot.com.
Okay, so we're going to end off the set with brand new music from Mono Negatives out of London. We're going to start off the set with brand new music from Detroit's Shadow Show. Here's their latest, Radiant Hue, here on Revolution Rock, only on CJAM 99.1 FM. You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam. And we ended off there a little bit of a longer set to start off the show, featuring all new music, mostly.
Yeah, mostly. We ended off with a brand new song from Mono Negatives. This is a brand new single that they've released called Cro-Magnon.
Yeah, and it comes from a forthcoming album that's going to be released on Dowd Records, I believe in April or May of this year.
Sorry, did you say Dad's Records?
Dowd.
Oh, okay. I didn't think my dad would release that. Okay.
It's a UK-based label, and they're really cool, and they have some sort of contest. There's some sort of game, like board game type thing, that comes with this single, and you'd have to go to their website to check it out. You can find them on Instagram or Dowd Records, D-O-W-D, based out of the UK. Really cool stuff. Before that, we heard some live sessions from CJSW in 2022. We heard the band Strip Mall with the track Meat. And then prior to that, we heard some music from Ancient Shapes' 2018 release, Silent Rave. We heard another Century of Ice. Part of that, we heard two set tracks featuring Chris Jack, musician in The Routes.
That's right. So from The Routes proper, we heard something from one of their latest albums from last month or so, actually.
I believe it was officially, like, it came out digitally, but the official release date was this year.
Okay, so the official physical release this year, however it's formatted, whatever the actual release date, a fantastic record called Lead-Lined Clouds. From that, we heard Attention. And then the other band we heard before that was called The Facials. We heard something from 1 and 2, which was called Never Learn. And I think you mentioned that this was actually Jack's first band.
It was. And it's from 2003. And this was just a demo that they had at the time. They made two demos and they put them together and they called it 1 and 2. And I came across this online with an interview. Chris Jack put it out through a blog when they were interviewing him a couple of years back, and really cool stuff. A little bit different than The Routes, but cool to hear. And then prior to that, we heard music from the Sadies, from their most recent release, Colder Streams, So Far, So Few, which won a Juno this year, last week, I believe, at the Juno Awards. Congratulations to the Sadies. And then we started off the show with a brand new single from Detroit's Shadow Show. What did we hear, Adam?
We heard the song Radiant Hue, and just a reminder that you can check out Shadow Show performing live in Detroit next Friday at UFO Club, so definitely check out their website for official tickets. So thank you so much for that. Of course, reminding you that you are listening to CJAM, and it's kind of appropriate that we heard a Station ID featuring Daft Punk, because the band that we're going to play actually indirectly has played an influence on a lot of electronic artists, including Daft Punk. Of course, I am talking about Roxy Music, the great band that was so hard to define. They were kind of lumped into the glam rock scene of the early 1970s, along with Bowie and T-Rex, and yet their sound was what was referred to as retrofuturism, this kind of hodgepodge of pre-Beatles rock and roll with very futuristic elements, including sampling, synthesizer, kind of space-age imagery, and really I think they hit their stride and their penultimate form before burgeoning more into AOR-style rock with this album, For Your Pleasure, which was actually the final record that would feature Brian Eno as an active member of the group.
Yes, and we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of this release. We're going to play a couple tracks from it, and we're also going to be playing some different versions of some of the songs found on it.
Yeah, and it's interesting for this record because there are clearly proto-punk numbers on here. There's also, as you're hearing in the background, one of the tracks called The Bogus Man, which is kind of a almost proto-post-punk number with this incessant beat that was highly influenced by a lot of German progressive bands at the time, namely Can, Neu, and Kraftwerk. And so from this, they've actually included a lot of electronic elements into their music, using a lot of processing and studio trickery to get a sound that no other band was really getting quite at the time out of Europe, aside from those aforementioned German bands. In fact, what's so interesting is with this, they kind of did the original amalgamation of electronic and rock music well before synth pop was a thing. And Brian Eno, thanks to his modulation of the music and his cut-up and sampling techniques in the studio, given more time on this release than on their self-titled debut record, created some of the most forward-thinking music coming out of 1973. This stuff really did sound like it was coming from the future for the most part, or from the past, or some weird confluence of the two. And the songwriting is...